men and women are urgently needed now to help fill increased orders for propellers that will fly the planes of invasion.
The year is 1944. While World War II rages abroad, manufacturers at home strain to keep up the supply of resources. 9 paper and utility companies in northern Wisconsin look at the felled forests around them and decide to form an organization to ensure that there will still be resources for the future. The new organization, called Trees for Tomorrow, has 2 goals: to reforest the Great Lakes region and to educate future foresters. The group buys a forestry school whose cabins and dining hall were built by the Civilian Conservation Corps. The entire surrounding area is bare and treeless.
All right, so go measure about 3 or 4 trees each, kind of get some practice.
Fast forward 70 years to today. Trees for Tomorrow campus appears tucked into the forest just outside of downtown Eagle River. In the center of campus, seasonal naturalist Jesse Lambert teaches a group of 7th through 12th graders how to measure trees with Biltmore sticks for sustainable logging.
Do I want to count the last, like, little tufts?
No.
On a conifer?
No.
Why?
Each year, more than 4,000 students and teachers come from Wisconsin and surrounding states for multi-day field trips. They learn about wetlands and forest management. They explore the area on snowshoes and skis and by canoe. Recently, summer groups have even started coming from China. High school science teacher Jim Lund took adult education classes at Trees for Tomorrow. Now he brings his own students 3.5 hours from the Waupun School District.
Never had a negative response from any of the students. They love it, and this type of environment is so much different than what we're used to down in Waupun.
As far as we know, we are the only natural resources specialty school in the state and in the country.
That's Cheryl Tadea. She first visited Trees for Tomorrow as a high school student from Milwaukee. It was a life-changing experience.
I remember snowshoeing in Sylvania Wilderness. I remember that I never had experienced snow as deep as it was. It was a big snow year.
After that, Tadea was inspired to study environmental education in college, and she went on to teach at Trees for Tomorrow. Now she's the operations manager. Tadea explains that even though trees are much more plentiful in the North Woods than they were in the 40s, getting out in the woods can still be radically educational. In one popular class, students at Trees for Tomorrow learn about bogs first in a classroom setting.
But then the exciting piece is actually saying, well, now we're going to go experience it. You're going to feel it. You're going to smell it. You're going to be able to hear the bog.
When asked about the biggest change she's seen in her 14 years at Trees for Tomorrow, Cheryl Tadea says,
the change in kids' comfort level and just being outside. We may have to talk a little bit about how to dress to be outside. We have kids showing up to go hiking in the woods with flip-flops on because maybe they don't do that on a regular basis. Those are the students that sometimes are impacted the most.
The landscape around Trees for Tomorrow may have changed since the 40s, but its original goals remain intact. In the land around them, and in the learners who come visit, Trees for Tomorrow continues to plant seeds for the future.